Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, on the halacha of a child whose parent was senile. And in the previous shiurim, we learned some very big yisodos. And now this is the third shiur, and we will pick up from where we left off. This is based on the Sefer Yad Melech, and Hilchos Mamrim of Agon Rabbi David Mann. The Rambam, in the 13th Perek, in the 13th Halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reish Mem Sifyut Gimel, Paskin La Halacha, that Gadol Talmud Torah, more than Kibud Avein, Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avein. And that's based on the Sugya and Megillah that we mentioned in the previous shir, that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avein, because Yaakov Avinu wasn't punished for the years that he learned Torah by Shem and Aver. The years he was learning, he wasn't punished. He was only punished years he wasn't learning. But the years he was actually learning, he wasn't punished because Gadol HaTalmud Torah, Yosef Mekibud Avein. So l'chora, this means that if you have two mitzvahs that are in front of you, you have Kibud Avein and Talmud Torah, you should learn and you shouldn't do Yosef and Kibud Avein. However, this is difficult, because with respect to Talmud Torah, we paskin in Moed Katnan of Tes Amid Beis that if it is impossible to do the mitzvah through others, then you are mevatel Talmud Torah for any mitzvah. Any mitzvah trumps Talmud Torah if the mitzvah cannot be done by others. So how can you say that Kibud Av Va'em is going to be cancelled when it cannot be done Al Yedei Acherim for mitzvahs Talmud Torah, which is greater? If nobody else can do this service for my father, then how can you say that I should keep learning and not serve my father because Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avein, when any mitzvah beats Talmud Torah if nobody else is able to do the mitzvah? Ein mevatlem mitzvah she'yashal asos la'ider acherim mishum mitzvahs Talmud Torah. In the Pesachei Tshuva, in Simen Reish Mem, Se'if Katan Ches, L'chora, he had this kasha, and he writes in the name of the Pri Chadash that we only say that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avein when he must leave the city. So to leave the city, we say, go leave and learn. But if he is in the city with his father, he's chayev in Kibud Avein, and he's mevatel Talmud Torah. And see there in the Pesachei Tshuva, who's Miyashev, the Kushi of the Makne, Kedushin Lamed Av Lamed Beis, Dibur Maslis Daya Milsa, you can look there, that yes, we learn in the Gemara that when a person is with his father, then you're Mevatel Talmud Torah from Kibud Avein. That's what emerges, says the Pri Chadash, from the Gemara. It emerges from the Gemara that when you're with your father, you're mevatel Talmud Torah for Kibud Avein. But when you're michutz la'ir, when you're outside of the city, then Talmud Torah beats Kibud Avein. You go out to learn, you're somewhere else, and now you're like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was by Shem and Aver, so you didn't have to be mechabed Yitzchak. So that's what emerges from the Gemara. So l'chora, it's a difficult teretz, memanav shach. If, when he's not learning Torah, he's mechuyev to honor his father, even when he's not with his father. So what does it help that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avein? Talmud Torah is still pushed away for the mitzvah of Kibud Avein, just like Talmud Torah is pushed away when he's by his father. If you're chayv and Kibud Avein without the Talmud Torah, then what does the Talmud Torah help? Talmud Torah is only when there's no other mitzvah to do. But here there's another mitzvah to do. What's the other mitzvah to do? Kibud Av. That's if there is a mitzvah when you're not with your father. If there's no mitzvah when you're not with your father, then we don't need to come on to Gadol Talmud Torah Yotzer Mikibud Avein. So what does it help? What's this chiluk? You're in the city, you're not in the city. If there's a mitzvah, then there's a mitzvah even when you're not around your father, even if you're learning. And if it's not a mitzvah, then it's when you're not around your father, then it's not a mitzvah, there's nothing to worry about. But no, we say there is a mitzvah, but it's only when you're in the city. Then Kibbut Avim beats Talmud Torah, and when you're not in the city, then Talmud Torah beats Kibbut Avim. But if you're not in the city, you have to be mechabed your father, then Kibbut Avim should be docha Talmud Torah. And if you're not chayiv when you're not around your father, then why was Yaakov punished for the years he was mevatel Kibbut Avim? Lo machmas Talmud Torah. So it's hard to say that when you're not with your father, you're not chayiv b'chal and Talmud Torah, because you're not b'chayiv b'chal and Kibbut Avim, because Yaakov was punished for the years that he was mevatel Kibbut Avim shelo machmas Talmud Torah. So what's this teretz of the Pri Chodesh? And also there's a kasha of the Maharsha and the Turei Evin. Then how do we learn from Yaakov Avinu that Gadol Talmud Torah Mikibud Avein? Maybe they're equal, and since they're equal, he wasn't punished for the years that he was learning. He wasn't mechabed his father. So based on the yisod that we established in the previous shiur, it's very good that when a person's, what was the yisod that we said? We said a yisod that you're only chayiv in a mitzvah when it's lefanav. When it's not lefanav, then you're not chayiv. The only thing is you have to make it lefanav. You have to make it a possibility. If it's an impossibility, you have to make it a possibility. But the halacha defines what a possibility is and what an impossibility is. And once it's defined as an impossibility, to make it possible, like for example, if it's worth more than a chomesh, it costs more than a chomesh, and it's not lefanav, then you don't have to spend the more than a chomesh. So, and then you say, I don't have to spend more than a chomesh, and now it's not lefanav. So I'm pater. So that was our yisod. So the same thing when a person is not with his father, he's not chayiv to be mekayim the mitzvah. I'm sitting here in Givas Zev, that's where I live, and my father right now is in a different part of Israel. He's in Bnei Brak. So I'm pater from Kibbut Avim. Today it's a little bit harder, we have telephones, but I'm pater from Kibbut Avim. What do you mean I'm pater? But I still have the efsharut to do the mitzvah. I can go to my father and go serve him if that's what he desires. So let me go there and let me go and do it. And now we can't say that it's impossible for me to be mekayim the mitzvah. So on that we say that gadol talmud Torah mikibud avim. If a person's learning Torah, that's considered that it's impossible for him to be mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore it's not lefanav. So he's pater. Because the halicha will make him lose something huge. So just like if it costs more than a fifth, and it's not lefana, we say that's not called possible. So too, being mevatel talmud Torah is not called possible. It's not lefana. So now he's not chayav to mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore he's pater legamrei, and Yaakov Avinu wasn't punished. And now we also answer the kasha of the Maharsha and the Turei Evin. If Talmud Torah wouldn't be greater than Kibbut Avim, since because of the din, that all mitzvahs trump Talmud Torah, so then he should have gone back and done the Kibbut Avim. Because when you have a conflict between any mitzvah in Talmud Torah, and that mitzvah is Yevshal HaSadeh Acherin, then you go do the mitzvah. So if it was 50, if it was equal, then he should have gone and done the Talmud, the Kibbut Avim. But only because Gadol Talmud Torah, he's losing something so big, that's considered impossible. And Memela, it's not Lefanav. But when he's not in, when he is in the city, then you can't say, then the mitzvah is Lefanav. You can't say it's impossible to do Mekayim. It's right in front of him. So then he goes and he does the Kibbut Avim. That's when it's Lefanav. But when he's not in the city, then it's not Lefanav. It's considered that it's impossible for him to do the Kibbut Avim. See, because he's losing something so big. And we also see this Yisod in the Shilte HaGiborim there in Kiddushin. that we learn from the story of the mother of Rav Asi, that we learned about in the previous shiurim, that his mother was making him, says she wants a man, she wants a man as beautiful as him, and she was making these irrational requests. So he left, he went to Eretz Yisrael, wanted to make Aliyah. So he says that if a person sees that his father and his mother are Baalei Deos Ros, says the Shilta Agivorim, and they cause him a tremendous amount of tsar, he should leave. Why is that? Because once he leaves, then he's not going to be chayav anymore in kibud avim. If it's in front of him, so he has to take the hit. But if they're not with him, then he can leave. And then you say, now he says I can't do kibud avim anymore. We say, no, we go back to where they are. No, but the tremendous tsar gadol that he's going to have is considered that it's impossible for him to go back. And memeli, he's not chayav in the mitzvah. So we still have more to do in this Rambam, and with Hashem, we believe that will continue. We should be zochel lilmod ulamid lishma v'lasu l'kaimus kol dibrei tzalmud teresa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.